your car on West 4th Street in Williamsport, opposite the City Hall, and look up, you will see two dragon gargoyles perched on the Victorian Gothic Revival City Hall. One of the dragon gargoyles gazes up the street towards the modern cinema centre and the highly decorated newspaper office. The other gazes down the street at the community arts centre, two brew pubs, a large mural, a lot of little restaurants and coffee shops, quirky boutiques, art galleries, the oldest independently owned bookshop in America, Otto's, which has been going since 1841, an old-fashioned stationery store where, yes, you can still buy individual sheets of cardstock or a pencil. And right next door to Plankenhorn's, a gallery that has for some years been on the cutting edge of bringing fine art to the heart of Williamsport, the Converge Gallery. John Yogodinsky of the Converge Gallery came into the WVIA Williamsport studio recently to talk about an exciting new project that the Converge Gallery is developing with acclaimed Australian pop artist Johnny Romeo. What struck me as interesting is that you're going to be launching a book and a new publishing company, The Hive.
Hive Publishing Co.
And you've chosen Johnny Romeo and his Plastic Fantastic book as the first publication being put out by Hive Publishing. We all know Converge Gallery very, very well. And we know Johnny Romeo very well, too, now in Williamsport. How did your relationship with Johnny Romeo, which has been going on for some time, how did that come about?
Honestly, it was my former business partner was following Johnny on Instagram. Before we work with any artist, you want to research them, make sure they're legit, they're doing what they say. And he reached out to Johnny, and Johnny gave us a shot. He gave us three skull paintings just to see, hey, you know, because I'm sure Johnny gets requests from all sorts of galleries all the time. And we picked them up in New York, met him briefly, actually sold two of them, and that perked Johnny's ears. And Johnny's like, wow, they're actually, you know, selling artwork in Williamsport. So the relationship kind of blossomed from there. Every time Johnny comes in, I try and do something a little more interesting, a little more innovative, and we've formed such a great relationship where it's just like he'll call me with ideas and I'll say, sure, let's see what happens. I think actually the first interview we did here was for the launch of TV Land, which yes. Was a book for, it was like an accompany book for the show at the gallery. Johnny loved that book so much, he touts it, he brings it around to all his galleries. And it's a great piece, but his other galleries look at it and they go, can't sell that. It says Converge Gallery all over it. So Johnny and I started talking a little bit further and we're like, well, what if we created a publishing company? And this could be an international launch. And the timing is perfect because it's Johnny's 10-year anniversary. So he, you know, first broke on the scene in 2007 with paintings of Ned Kelly. Now it's 2017. So we have this along with a couple other projects planned for November.
Johnny is an Aussie, but he's incredibly popular, not just in Australia, but around the world, would you say?
Yeah. He shows internationally, probably at least 5-6 solo shows a year throughout the world.
Is he particularly popular in the United States, or does he have a larger following in another country?
I would say his primary following is in Australia, but he does have representation in LA. And actually, through him coming to Williamsport, he worked with a local artist, Kurt Herman, and they're kind of showing either back-to-back or doing group exhibitions out in Austin.
He's broken into Texas.
Yeah.
But we know we're very cool around here, even if New York doesn't realize that we're chasing ahead of them.
Well, New York is so, it's almost like scattered now with how Chelsea's kind of, HP bought up a bunch of buildings, and now the galleries are like, well, where do we go? Or, you know, and you have things popping up in the different boroughs. It's not the art mecca it once was.
And we're happy to take that over, aren't we? But in all seriousness, I think that, you know, Williamsport is at the driving edge of an art movement that is really exciting and phenomenal.
Yeah, well, some of the artists that we've worked with and brought to Williamsport, they're just like, wow, this is like 80s East Village. It's, you know, it's on the cusp of something great.
Talk a little bit about what you project for the future of Hive Publishing Co.
Well, I've always had a personal goal of I want to publish a book a year. And we did one this year with the gallery. It's just called 2017, the Exhibitions at Converge Gallery. And really what I'm trying to do is educate people on who these artists are, what they're doing, you know, in their process. What I'm hoping with Hive Publishing Co. is it gives an opportunity where we're taking self-publishing and putting it on its head. So, you know, an artist can play around, do some things, upload some things with a builder, but it might not be the best possible layout, organization of the information. And what I'm hoping with Hive Publishing Co. is we can work with the artists, understand the mechanics of a book, so the books we're creating, we're actually doing something that belongs on the shelves of Barnes & Noble and Amazon and all the different book retailers, and helps legitimize their careers.
Most major galleries do publishing that coincides with their major exhibitions, and that's something that's very important, not only a takeaway for people who enjoy the art, but a takeaway and an understanding of artists' work, which I think is very, very valuable.
Well, yeah, and I think the openings for gallery shows are always the worst times to look at the work because there's so many people in the room and you might not have a chance to talk to the artist or focus on the work. So the books are always a nice takeaway and they're usually inexpensive. So it makes the art accessible. And then if you have some time and you want to read and find out the stories, you can really get a better appreciation for what went into that painting you see on the wall.
I think, like most art lovers, I've gone and looked at some paintings and then gone away and got a book about the paintings and then gone back.
Yeah.
And had a deeper appreciation of what I was looking at.
I think the first time you interviewed Johnny, he had that Van Gogh book that he permanently borrowed. So that's just the impact of that literature.
Absolutely. It's very, very important, and therefore very important work that you're doing. When will Plastic Fantastic be coming out?
November 2017.
November 2017.
Yep.
Can we come to the Converge Gallery and find out more about Plastic Fantastic?
Yeah, there's information on Converge Gallery's website, and there's information on HivePublishingCo.com. It just kind of talks about what the book is. There's some videos. There's some information that just kind of showcases what this is all about. Because art books, the one we did for TV Land, that was like just about a show. But this is about Johnny's career. So this is a little bit more lengthy. We're working with Johnny to gather up all the materials, and he's showing me all these cool studio shots when he first started and the evolution of his artwork. And it's really neat to work on it behind the scenes. And I can't wait to show it off in November. Johnny will be in town, and when he comes in town, it's a buzz. There's so much energy, and we've got some secret projects that he's kind of ready to unveil, and all I can give out for the secrets is, remember Banksy when he did his residency in New York? It's something on that level.
When you first began at Converge, I think you just showed paintings and pieces of art and had art installations, but you've become so much more than that at the Converge now.
Well, I mean, I think part of that relates to, it's not just Converge Gallery in the space. There's the Graphic Hive, which is a marketing company. And in today's internet world, you almost have to market the artists and things that you're doing. So we're always looking for interesting projects, interesting collaborations to kind of draw more attention to Central Pennsylvania.
And to the great artists that call this home and also come and visit.
Yeah. We live in a digital world, but print still has some value. And I think it legitimizes and solidifies some things. So, you know, I've had a strong growing up in the book publishing world where I actually used to work for offset paperback at the very ground level of just binding books and then doing pre-press. And when we did our first book launch with the gallery with Jeremiah Johnson, I was up in New York at a conference and one of the speakers was director of publication for MoMA. And after he did his thing, I pulled him off to the side and I said, hey, you know, I have this little book. I know it's nothing. You're doing crazy, you know, huge artist books all the time. Can I have an hour of your time and tell me what I'm doing wrong? Tell me what I'm doing right. And I've kind of tried to build that relationship with him where every time I do a book, I just send it to him.
Well, that's really, really exciting. Congratulations to you and to Johnny and this new project, Hive Publishing Co. And I know that you're going to be bringing us a lot of exciting stuff through this new publishing company. Remind us of the Converge Gallery, where it is, what your opening times are, where we can find out about you on the web, and where we can find out about this latest project with Hive Publishing Co.
Converge Gallery is located right downtown Williamsport. We're neighbors with Plankenhorns and the Clothier at 140 West 4th Street. We're open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6 on Monday to Friday and 11 to 6 on Saturday. And everything we do, it's posted on social media. It's on our website at convergegallery.com, and Hive Publishing Co. has some social media, but because it's starting, it's such a small, minute little audience. So hopefully through this interview, we get some more fans and followers and support.
John Yogodinsky of the Converge Gallery. The Converge Gallery on West 4th Street in Williamsport can be found on the web at convergegallery.com, and they have a very vibrant Facebook page. Thank you very much to John Yogodinsky.
And thanks to you, Fiona Powell.